Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's podcast, Do We, Don't We?
The podcast that shows you what our library has beyond the books.
On each episode, staff at the LaPorte County Public Library will introduce you to services at the library that might surprise you.
Come along and find out, do we, don't we?
Welcome to Do We, Don't We? I'm Greg Coulter, a community engagement librarian at the LaPorte County Public Library. Today I'm going to tell you about the upcoming One State, One Story Community Read. The Community Read was made possible by Indiana Humanities, so today I've asked Megan Teligman, a senior program manager at Indiana Humanities, to tell us a bit more about the Community Read. Welcome, Megan.
Thanks for having me.
So you work at Indiana Humanities, you're a senior program manager. What does that mean?
That means, at Indiana Humanities, we do like two big scopes of work. We give grants to support humanities programs, and then we also do some of our own programs that involve any of the humanities disciplines. So that can be, it's most often history and literature, but it could be philosophy, art history, ethics. So I help organize and run programs that are related to humanities disciplines. And for example, we do like author readings and lecture series, things like that. But we also give little mini grants out for libraries and schools across the state to participate in our themed programming. So that's what we're here to talk about today.
The current theme is inseparable. So my understanding of that is it talks about the ways that Hoosiers have these ideas that separate themselves and bring themselves together. Mm-hmm. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, I think so. So the humanities are like this broad, vast thing, right? They can encompass all sorts of subject matter and topics across time. And so the way we organize our work at Indiana Humanities, since it's like so vast, we organize everything into these two-year thematic initiatives. So as opposed to having all of the humanities to tackle, we use the humanities to think about big ideas, usually related to what it means to be human or what to or how to live together with other humans. So right now we're like halfway through Inseparable. It examines how Hoosiers live together across difference often. So, you know, how are we different, but like what connects us across those differences? And particularly in this year, we were looking at the 100th anniversary of the census, which said that for the first time in American history, more people lived in cities than in rural areas. So we looked at this big moment where, you know, the ways in which humans were living shifted. And we said, well, okay, 100 years later, it's another census year. We are told again and again that we're more divided than ever, and often those divisions happen across urban and rural lines. So particularly a division that we're interested in is urban and rural, and so how the space that we live in tends to divide us, or at least that's a story that we tell ourselves about where divisions in America exist.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So the book that we will be reading for the Community Read is Jean Thompson's The Year We Left Home. How did you guys decide on that book versus other books for the Community Read?
Yeah, so when we do a theme, we roll out all of these different programs to get at the ideas in different ways. So we were coming around to this new theme about urban-rural divide and how we're connected across these different spaces. And we were looking for a book that shows people navigating through those spaces, which is actually harder than you think, because so often in literature, the urban is figured as the opposite to the rural. So you have people escaping rural countrysides and going to the big, bright city to make their way. Or alternatively, you have people fleeing the city to more, you know, reflective, mm-hmm. pastoral rural spaces. So it's actually kind of difficult to find a book that shows people navigating through both. And mm-hmm. one that we found that we thought did this well and is a prime example of the new wave of Midwestern literature is Jean Thompson's The Year We Left Home. So we're encouraging Hoosiers across the state to read The Year We Left Home in 2020 and have conversations about it. It's like a multi-generational look at a farm family in Iowa. It goes through several generations of their family, and through those generations, you see people move in and out of their rural like homestead and spend time on college campuses and in cities and out west. And it all the different experiences of the characters end up cycling around this idea of home. And, you know, why you would leave a rural area and go to a city, and then why you might move back, and how we make choices about where we live and why we live in certain places.
So having read the book, do you have a favorite chapter? Because all of the chapters are so different. They're all different vignettes following this family's experience.
I think there's a little something for everyone in this book, but in that there's a little something for everyone in this book, the whole book might not be for you. Like, I've heard from multiple people now who have read it, they're like, oh, I really like this character, but I couldn't stand that one.
Mm-hmm.
And but the nice thing is it changes constantly. So each chapter is like a different perspective and it moves you through time and through a story. But, you know, if you don't like one character, you don't have to stick with them that long.
Yeah.
So I'm always really drawn to the opening, which has this like Midwestern VFW basement wedding that I've been to like 3 or 4 times. In my Midwestern experience. And
just, they're carrying the dishes in and it's all like the 7-layer salads and all these other like potato casseroles and
exactly.
All of the most Midwestern foods. Yeah.
Yep. And so that just like, when you read something, I always call it like a shock of recognition, like, oh, that is how that is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when an author gets it right, you kind of have that feeling like, oh yeah, that person knows. So I think that first chapter, the way it kind of sets up, and maybe it's because, you know, I'm in my 30s now, but I remember that feeling quite vividly of the wanting to get out of the small town existence.
Yeah.
And so I think I identify with some of the characters in the book pretty closely because it's this, this, you know, that there's something else out there and you need, and you feel compelled to go see it. But I also was drawn back home. So, you know, I lived other places and then ended up back in Indiana. So in that way, I personally am really drawn to those opening chapters where you feel that kind of sense of anxiousness to get away, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, other people who aren't my age, take different things from that book. So.
The demographic that the book clubs are popular with have really like resonated with the farm chapter, the farm crisis chapter, where the banker's wife tries to go help her family and then she gets back to her car. And I don't want to give away the end of it, but her tires are slashed because she's the banker's wife at the farm auction when the farm's getting foreclosed.
Yeah, that is a... I like that dinner scene too, that kind of cycles around. One of the great things about the book is what Gina's doing is having like these big moments, like the Vietnam War, the 80s farm crisis, 9/11, they all trickle down to this one family, right? So you're not looking at the big event itself that has defined American culture and our world. You're not looking at the event directly. You're seeing the effects of it as they trickle down to these characters, which is like much more, at least my lived experience. And I think the lived experience of most people, like we know about the thing, but it's trickle down effects in our life that we actually feel personally. So in that way, I find it a really skilled book too. And the farm crisis is an example of that, right? Like they have a talk about, you know, the kind of headlines and they're talking about the headlines about the farm crisis and like over a dinner. And so it's really, it feels very real in that way. And I appreciate Gene's skill with being able to tackle the big moments in history, but really make them felt for the characters and thus for the reader. We have over 32 communities taking part in the community read, one of which is the LaPorte County Public Library. So Greg, I would love to hear more about what you're doing there at the library to engage people in the book.
I'd love to tell you. So we've got a few things going on. The big one, the meat of the matter, is that we've been doing these book discussions. So all of the book clubs have been reading it. We've got a couple more that will be reading it. Everybody's been loving this book. Nobody has a bad thing to say about it. I mean, maybe we'll say something bad about Anita, but everybody else we love.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing online book discussions. We've got 2 other events coming up. We've got a series of Paint Your Own Home. So people can go to some of the branches with outdoor seating and we'll have outdoor painting events where you bring a photo of your home And we're going to turn those into paintings of our homes. And that'll allow us to have a really interesting conversation about what it means to be from here and what it means to be in La Porte in relation to other places and different towns throughout the county. Those will be at the Cool Spring branch, close to Michigan City, the Rolling Prairie branch, and then the Hannah branch. So watch out for those on our website. And then we're having a virtual community conversation on September 1st. We're going to have the Welcome Project from Valparaiso University. We'll be doing a presentation.
Okay, I'll interject here because
yes.
Allison and Liz are two good friends of mine, and they run the Welcome Project at Valpo. And one of their recent initiatives that they'll probably talk about in that presentation is mapping white flight.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so they've spent years collecting stories, and these stories are available online. I think it's valpo.edu/welcome project. And you can go on and like watch all of these stories about people talking about a time when they felt like they belonged in community and a time when they felt like they didn't. So as you're thinking about like big changes in urban and rural spaces, one of them is deindustrialization. And so, you know, what happens in places like Gary when certain industries die or change.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us on Do We, Don't We today.
Thank you again for having me. If people want to know more about upcoming programs or other things we have planned with this theme, we'll be doing some virtual programming probably this fall. So, you know, plans are still being worked out, but know that, you know, across the state, there are all sorts of conversations and such to join in about this book. So in addition to your local stuff, keep an eye on Indiana Humanities. And you can find all that information at indianahumanities.org. And just click on the Inseparable program and you'll find a full list of all the things that we offer as part of this theme. So I encourage you to check us out and keep an eye on what's to come.
And you can find the information about Inseparable and the ways that La Porte County Public Library is participating in this initiative and some of the material that we're sharing out on our website as well. Well, Megan, thank you again for joining us today.
Thanks again for having me. You take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.